I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valves, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent to Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve!
Yo,
fade the music. Thank you, Sherwin Sleeves. This is Weird Medicine, the entertainment special edition. I'm Dr. Steve, and I'm here in the studio with my friend Shannon, the cinema warrior from, what is it, Chaotic Underground?
Chaotic Underworld.
Chaotic Underworld,
some
sorry.
Chaotic Underworld, yeah.
Yeah, so I've Shannon and I have been friends for about 20 years, and he has the greatest knowledge of film that of anybody that I know. And, you know, we're just trying to see if we can work out a place where we can work together in this podcast and maybe in the radio arena. And Shannon is has this really cool project where he's going back to the old school kind of who was the guy on SCTV? The
Count Floyd, yeah, Scary Stories.
Yes, Count Floyd.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
The rat people. Pack. The pack of rats.
Ow!
And he always had these crappy movies, and they weren't even scary movies, and he had to try to make them sound scary. So he had...
That's great. I'd forgotten about it. I love Count Floyd.
So Shannon's doing sort of his version of that, where he's the host of some public domain horror films, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk about it a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a plug, everyone, if you haven't noticed. It's called Saturday Night Grindhouse. It wouldn't be possible without like this really great guy that listened to my insanity about horror movies, Justin Simpson. www.saturdaynightgrindhouse.com. That website will be, up when the show goes out. The show's not out yet. It's public access.
Yeah, and people can actually get this for their public access
network.
Is that right?
Please, hey, everybody, write in, send in info. Let me know who you are if you're interested.
How can they email you?
GeenGourmet@yahoo.com. Yeah,
that one's Geen an easy Gourmet.
GeenGourmet. Yeah, Ed Gein.
Yep, yeah, right.
I keep the same kind of diet as Ed. I try to anyway.
Well, I mean, I know he ate human flesh, but could he be actually considered to be a gourmet? I mean,
hey man, you know,
did he prepare it in a tasteful way?
He never ate flesh. That's the crazy thing. Ed Gein was never really a cannibal. He even said, I read these court manuscripts, a little book written by the judge of the whole thing, and in the whole thing, he swore up and down he never ate anyone.
Why do we have that opinion of him?
Because it just makes him even better.
Is that?
You know, it really does.
Really?
As a horror figure, you know, as an icon.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if I'm going to bother to take my lazy ass off the couch and dig someone up,
yeah,
I'm going to eat them.
Yeah.
And wear them. Why not?
Yeah,
sure,
yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, that's the kind of, that's the great host you're going to get on Saturday Night Grindhouse right there. That's it.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. So, but you've even sort of fallen into that same idea of Ed Gein by calling yourself the Gein Gourmet. So.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. He's just more horrific to think he was eating your mom instead of wearing her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I remember when we went to Dragon Con, which is a comic book and fantasy and science fiction festival in Atlanta.
It's and cinema.
Yes. Very, very true. Shannon was the trauma fat man for how many years in a row?
Four, I think. Yeah. 3-4 years. Yeah. I would love to keep going back. It just doesn't work out. I would love to do this every year. Yeah. I love trauma. www.trauma.com.
There you go.
Yeah, wow, definitely.
Plug
check out Lloyd's pictures. He is brilliant. I think that man's just brilliant.
Yeah, no, you're actually a friend of Lloyd's. You've hung with him.
We hung out before. Yeah, it was fun. It was great. And he's a brilliant man, and he's a very nice man.
Yeah, he's a pretty smart businessman. I figure he must be making some money off of that.
Oh, come on, never. Come on, never.
He's just doing it for the art.
He is, actually. This man is a cinema warrior. This man made me a cinema warrior. That's why I call myself Shannon the Cinema Warrior.
Right.
Someone's got to fight for the real cinema, you know?
Yeah. True.
If you don't hold up for something, eventually it's just going to disappear.
Yeah.
Someone's got to plant the seeds for other generations.
Yeah, that's true, because there are those kinds of films that, people just aren't making money off of, so people aren't making them. And, it's just the old crappy B-crap movie of, like... we were talking about Glenn or Glenda earlier.
Yay, yes, Edward D. Wood Jr., one of the greatest.
I mean, who's making movies like that anymore?
And no one made them, man. Frank Henenlotter, that's my boy. Frank Henenlotter's the man. Hey, whoever's listening to this, check out Frank Henenlotter's new movie. I can't even tell you what the hell it's about, except it's sure to offend you, I swear.
Right. Yeah, I think the guy that's making B movies now is this Uwe Boll guy, you know.
Hey, a lot of people are down on him. Can't say that I completely... hate what he does, but I don't. I'm in the middle right now.
Really,
he's unique. He does his stuff all. It's non-studio and it's out of Germany.
Yeah,
so that's one reason it's kind of unique to our eyes. But
he takes a lot of video games and just turns them into crap movies. I think. I mean, that's my opinion. I've never met anybody that was in the middle on him. I've either met people that hated him or loved him, but I never met anybody that was in the middle. So. You're following the middle path.
Sure, definitely. He doesn't, it isn't the greatest, but it's certainly coming, I think, from a damn good place as a person who wants to make a film.
Yeah,
And he's not being told by any big money studios that you have to have this star, you have to put Paris Hilton in it, you can't blow up this head. He's doing what he wants with his money, you know? And hey, it's getting distributed in this country, so that's something.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, there's ads for one of his movies every summer.
Yeah. So, and
the ads are big.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, I mean, it's the whole video game tie-in, you know? That's money. I love them myself. I love games.
Yeah. We were also talking about Battlestar Galactica earlier tonight, and that's when we decided to just get in here and record, because I was going to tell Shannon a story about how I got involved in, watching Battlestar Galactica, which you have to be careful, because if people saw the original show and they're a little older and you tell them, wow, I'm a fan of Battlestar Galactica, they look at you kind of sideways, like, how ridiculous are you? I remember back in the old days, even people were making fun of how bad it was, because they used the same, they had John Dykstra from Star Wars did the special effects, and they used the same shots over and over and over again. It's like they had just enough to pay him to make a couple of shots for him, and then they just used the hell out of him. And
Fred Olen Ray makes entire movies like that now, come on.
Well, so, and it was so bad back then. I remember this friend of mine's girlfriend said, are you going to watch that Star Trek Galagala show again?
Man, I had that once. I had to get some medication. It cleared my Star Trek Galagala right up.
Oh, boy. So we were, I was at Dwayne's World, which is the local nerd shop.
Hey, and,
check him out at, is it dwaynes-world.com?
I think that's it.
Absolutely the best comic and game shop in the world.
Positive, that's a fact.
Apologies to our friend Sheepy from Ron and Fez, who also has a comic book shop in New York City.
Dude, I'll come and visit you too one day.
He rules. But Dwayne's World is just, it's the greatest place. I've known Dwayne since he was 16, and now he's, almost 40?
Yeah.
And still running his comic book shop, but running it better than anybody I've ever met.
Yeah.
He knows who people are, and hey, dude, I saw this, and I thought you might like that, and I mean, he's really good at it, and he doesn't talk down to little kids, because he knows little kids grow up to be kids with
big kids with
money, and will buy stuff from him, and they'll be loyal to him. So, but anyway, I was in there one day, And there was this nerdy dude in there. And
did he have the supreme comic shop arrogance?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Oh, excellent.
And he
excellent.
Was telling me, yeah, man, Battlestar Galactica is the best show on television. And I was like, shut the F up, dude.
They almost show me a blonde girl's boobs every week.
That's right. Almost.
Almost, yeah.
And I was just like, shut the F up. You are out of your mind. There is no way that is true, because I'm thinking back to the original show, and if you take crap and then you make it into new crap, it's still crap, in my opinion.
So
I was walking through Walmart one day and saw Battlestar Galactica on sale, the box set, and I was like, mm-hmm, on sale, there you go. And
there's a reason. You into Carl Childers.
Yeah,
yeah, there it is, on sale. I'm sorry.
Biscuits and mustard.
You and Miss Wheatley been good to me.
What are you doing with that? With that with that Battlestar Galactica I'm fixing to kill you with. Some people call it crap. Some people call it a good TV show.
Other people call it an overpriced DVD box set.
Anyway, so it was on sale, and I'm bought it just so that I could watch it and hate it and then go smash that guy in the face, right? Figuratively. I mean, I'm not a violent man. So I put it on, and 5 minutes into it, I'm like, holy crap, this is the best show on TV.
Exactly. That's me.
I've been hooked ever since.
I'm sorry?
No, I've been hooked ever since. And it's got Dean Stockwell. How could that be bad?
Yeah. David Lynch, Stockman.
Yep, absolutely. The candy-colored clown, they called it Sandman. What a great scene. It still creeps me. I can't even listen to that Roy Orbison song without being creeped out.
Oh, that's great. It should affect you that way. It did its job.
Yeah, we're talking about Blue Velvet, one of the great movies. Yeah. Well, and it was on a David Lynch movie at the top of most critics, and I'm not a big fan of the critics, but in this time they got it right. That decade said it was the best film of the decade, Blue Velvet.
It's still the best film of a lot of decades, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Ooh.
I have a Frank Booth on my leg.
Oh, my gosh. So you do.
From Blue Velvet. And I have an eraser head hanging out, too.
Wow. Yeah, Shannon's got.
I'm a big fan of my
Lynch. He's showing me his leg, and he has a tattoo of Frank Booth, but I didn't really get to see it very well. Was that the mask? Oh, he's got the mask on, and he's going, Mommy.
Don't you look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, don't you eyeball me.
Lynch is
one
madness,
pretty effing. Well-dressed man.
Don't even try it. No, if you can't say that many F's,
just
don't even try it. My God, I counted into about halfway into this thing.
Why are there people like Frank Booth in the world?
Oh, my God. And people would have the balls to call The Wizard of Oz cheesy with endings like that.
Yeah,
but it was intended that cheesy.
Yeah, yeah.
The, the big fake Robin. And
it was beautiful.
Yeah, surreal. There's a surrealism, I think.
Yep.
Or my hillbilly terms. It was pretty. It was pretty and weird.
It was pretty weird. It was pretty. It was weird. It was pretty weird.
Well, hey, man, talking about the Battlestar Galactica, I did the same thing. They were running like a marathon of the first season, and I was like, well, I'll check out an episode to hate this. At least I can have an opinion.
Yeah. You watched it so that you would hate it.
Yeah, sure.
And so that you could say, God, that sucked.
And I've not missed an episode since.
No, me neither. I bought the DVDs. I got, and I told my wife, who is not a big, she's not a big science fiction fan, but I said, you watch the first hour of the miniseries with me. If you don't like it, you don't have to watch anymore. And she's more of a freak than I am, because I had forgotten it was coming back on this season. You know, I'd forgotten the date, but she didn't forget the date. She's
great.
Like, tonight's Battlestar Galactica.
Hey, you know, I think I was there last Friday, too.
I have definitely nerdified my wife on
that's
Battlestar
great.
Galactica.
That's
and
great.
We lend out the DVDs to people, and nobody will watch it. We can't get anybody into it.
But
you know,
none
of our
really good
stupid friends.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, I love, you know, good for sci-fi or whatever, but I like the hardcore thing. They need to get a little more spine to them or whatever. But good for them for giving some of the actors the work they do.
Yeah.
But wow, that's quality. That's not just a geek fest. That's a quality,
it really
dramatic
is.
Show.
It is.
It really is.
And I love the camera work. When they're out in space, they've got their CGI thing set up so it looks like a handheld camera. It's just, it's beautiful. And when the Battlestar, and okay, now we're just getting into a geek fest.
Oh, man. But, hey, everybody, welcome to We Have Small Penises and Drive SUVs.
But when the Battlestar actually, you know, opens up and starts opening fire on one of those giant, Cylon vessels, then you realize why they had those things and why we knocked them down in the, you know, sure, in the first war.
Sure.
Because it's just, it's, they do a great job of showing just the absolute raw power of that ship.
That, yeah, that's true. This is true. And they almost show you the blonde girl's boobs, too.
Well, it's true. She is mildly attractive.
She's not.
She's a great robot.
Well, yeah. Hey, for a robot, boy. Hey, line me up for one of those. she's, I think, more attractive, not so glammed up for the show. I've seen her off the show, like photos or whatever, and I think she she's probably, to me, more attractive off.
Well, sure. Well, she's scary on the show.
Wow, that's kind of hot. Freak. But you know what.
Well, you know, this wouldn't be Weird Medicine if we didn't talk a little bit about something medical. And Shannon has a topic that he's interested in, and I'm interested in from a medical point of view. And you are sort of involved in the movement to legalize marijuana.
Hey, I love it. It's great. Good for the marijuana. Come on, everybody. Well, this, no, really, though, I do think it should be legalized. As of now, I'm really not probably a partaker, but it should be legal, I think, by all means.
Well, I think it should definitely be legal as medicine. Now, I had a friend whose son was HIV positive, and he developed full-blown AIDS. And when he would come to see me, as long as he had a supply of pot, he was gaining weight, looked pretty good. When he ran out and couldn't, and you know, lost his supply because he lived in Upper East Tennessee, and it happens, he started to decline. And you know, he died not too long after that. Now, I can't draw a line between the two things directly, but I do know that when he was smoking, he looked better and he gained weight. And you know, I edit a journal, and one of the editorials I wrote was an editorial about medical marijuana. And we talked in that about the United States Supreme Court having this legal battle with the Oakland Cannabis Buyers Cooperative. Well, actually, the Supreme Court didn't have the battle. The federal government did, and they brought it before the Supreme Court. And the court ruled that there were no circumstances that justify the use of marijuana in medicine. Now, one of the things that I do in my job is hospice care. And my opinion is we should not have any modality that's off the table. You know, we should be able to use anything that is that would be helpful to help dying, you know, patients with terminal cancer and other diseases to feel better.
Sure.
And marijuana is one of those things. Now, people say, well, why doesn't the FDA approve it? The FDA can't approve it. The FDA will never approve marijuana without changing the rules. And let me tell you why. The way the FDA rules work is that for a substance to be approved, it has to be a single substance, has to be a single identifiable molecule, and there have to be all these studies that show that it works and that it's safe. Now, there's 10,000 active ingredients in marijuana. We have, that I know of, have two that we've synthesized in the lab that we can use. There's delta-9 THC, and then there's this other thing.
I know a little about that. Thank you.
Cannabinoid. The delta-9 THC inhibits the expression of this gene called CYP1A1, which is involved in tumor genesis. So, you know, this is research that's been done in the past showing beneficial effects of some ingredient in marijuana. Now, we actually have delta-9 THC that we can use for patients who have chemotherapy-related nausea, and we'll also use it for appetite in older people who've lost their appetite, or in people who are terminally ill who have no appetite, and we'll use this stuff. Now, it's interesting because it doesn't tend to make them high. It tends to just give them the munchies. So they get the benefit of increased appetite without, wherever, if the benefit or not, of getting the euphoria along with it.
The euphoria, I would want that benefit too. They should work on that pill also.
Well, I think that there are so many things. There are these things called endogenous cannabinoids. And what they are is the molecules that your body makes that hit the marijuana receptor. Okay, these things are designed to hit the receptors that marijuana is hitting when you smoke it. Okay. So your body makes a form of cannabis, and there's a bunch of different cannabis molecules that it makes. And some of them are related to appetite. So, for example, if you block the cannabis receptor in the brain, you don't get hungry and you lose weight. And that is the mechanism for this stuff called Ramonabant that it was tried to get approved in the United States, couldn't get approved. But and there's a lot of medical research that needs to be done, but it's been stymied by the fact that the federal government has said that anybody that, any state that approves marijuana for medicinal use will be overridden by the federal law. So there are these marijuana clubs in California, but they are at risk of being raided by the federal government because federal government doesn't recognize the state's right to legalize pot. So there you go. What are you going to do? We had an article of the medical use of marijuana and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease. And, there's a lot of controversy about medical marijuana. Some standardized combination of the active ingredients stimulating the effects of smoked marijuana should be possible in the future. And I see a real medicinal purpose for this. But the only way that we can use marijuana for medical purposes is to legalize it because the FDA can't ever approve it as medicine. So there you go. That's why.
And it's ridiculous.
It's just because the FDA can't approve a plant as a medicine because a medicine is defined as a single molecule with certain properties, and
that's a man's definition. That's a human's totally definition.
Agree.
That's,
it's a constraint that they have, and without changing their rules, which they will never do, they will never be able to approve marijuana. But marijuana could be used for medicinal purposes if it was legalized, because then doctors could say it, just like if I tell you, after prohibition, that drinking a glass of wine a day is good for your heart. It would be the same thing.
Absolutely.
That if marijuana was legalized, then a doctor could say, yeah, you've got post chemotherapy nausea, try a little pot.
Smoke a joint.
Yeah. But we can't do that now. I really am constrained against even recommending it.
I can understand. with the way things are now, pretty much, especially in the area that we're in, you are the great Satan if you smoke pot or if you enjoy pot. Even if you mind your business in your own home, if it's known by certain people, you're a great devil. It doesn't matter if you've not committed any crimes or anything. Personally, just to be honest, when I drink whiskey or some alcoholic beverage, I'm a wild son of a gun. little censorship for you. But
we don't have to. This is on the internet. It's okay.
I'm going to say the F word. Watch out. Keep your ears open. But, I'm a rampaging idiot. I'm a rampaging, fat, drunken idiot doing things I shouldn't be doing when I'm drunk. I can smoke some weed, sit on the internet, play some PlayStation, read a book, listen to some music, try all of it all at once. That's what I normally do. But
well, let me try this one out for you. If you're an employer, let's say you're a corporation, and you've got the choice between a guy that smokes a little pot on the weekend and minds his own business, or a guy that's doing cocaine every other day and is completely, a coke head. Which one would you rather have?
Oh, easily the pothead.
Sure.
Pothead's not going to steal from you, or there's a lot less of a chance, I would think, of the pothead even stealing from you just for the money for it.
Let me finish that thought.
Sorry.
It's okay. Which guy is going to show up with a positive drug screen 2 days after he doesn't use? It's going to be the marijuana user.
Absolutely.
So the pot smokers get penalized, I guess,
sure,
because marijuana stays, it's fat soluble. So
whoops.
Yeah, sorry, Shannon.
Yeah, I'm even if
so it hangs around for a long time, the more adipose tissue you have, so and up to a month and maybe longer. Whereas cocaine can be Shannon was called the trauma fat man, and it wasn't an ironic thing.
Well, that's true. Okay. No. It's, my God, I'm 956 pounds, and that's just my head.
There's this little skinny guy. Let's call him the fat man and be ironic. No, he was the trauma fat man. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why his marijuana level is is going to be positive for a little bit longer than somebody else's. But though, if you smoke pot, it's going to be in your bloodstream for at least 30 days, whereas if you lay off the coke for a couple of days, it's out of your system. And so there's inequities in the way that we do drug screening right now, and it's heavily geared against the casual marijuana user. Now, if they start using hair samples, that's a different story, because they can tell what day you used what drug. So
yeah, if they do that, hey, well, you know, I'll never work in this country. That's a fact.
You'll never work in this town again.
You'll never work in this town again. But come to the buffet and eat. I don't know, man. It's ridiculous that I know so many people who abuse pills too, and it's the only reason they abuse pills is because it's out of their system in a couple of days, and they can go and pass their little tests for jobs.
Well, and
or
you
whatever,
can get prescribed pills. Yeah, you can go to a doctor and get prescribed pills, and it's true now that prescription drug abuse is outstripping street drug abuse by a fair proportion. And in not too many years in the future, if trends keep going the way they are in the world, prescription drug abuse will be a bigger problem than street drug abuse.
Yeah, it's insane to me. I can't let myself be addicted to a corporate powder. I can't do that. I can't.
Yeah, but yet, what corporation makes the cigarettes that you smoke, my friend?
Hey, see, that goes right back to
Hayseed.
My marijuana.
What'd you call me, Hayseed?
Hayseed, listen, I'll plant you and grow my own damn dope. No, really, though. I mean, I can.
Cat corporate entity is getting your money every time you buy a pack of cigarettes?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
That's evil. It's evil. And smoking is the stupidest thing that you could probably do on this planet almost.
Yeah. P.A. John and I did a whole show about quitting smoking.
Two, three packs easy a day. I'm one of those idiots.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. I'm fat and I can't breathe. Oh my God.
Can't breathe?
Breathe. Oh, breathe. Breathe. Okay. I can't breathe either. I mean, try to find a woman to touch this. But anyway.
Well, you go up Lynn Garden Drive for $50. I bet you could get
50.
You one.
Good God, man! I'm only getting 44 a week in unemployment. Come on.
Yeah, that's why you need to check out Shannon's website for his TV show, and give the website again.
Hey, thank you. You can check it out on YouTube at satnotgrindhouse.com. You can get in touch with me
at YouTube at what?
Sat. Just drop off the erday, pretty much. Sat not. I didn't do this, but hey, you can check out. Well, there will be a website going up the day the show is aired.
Okay, we'll give out the URL because people will be listening to this for a while.
Okay, cool. It's www.saturdaynightgrindhouse.com.
Okay.
And you can email me at the same.
And you
I have a MySpace. Can I drop my MySpace?
Definitely.
And if you want to just yell at me about anything, I don't care if it's bad fart jokes or if it's classical music, get in touch with me at www.myspace.com/TromaWorld.
Tromaworld/TromaWorld.
Tromaworld, like the great Lloyd Kaufman Company, creator of the Toxic Avenger.
Well, go to MySpace. I've got like 30 friends. MySpace.com/DRSteve202. And you can email me medical questions that we will get back to medical topics next time at drsteve202@gmail.com. And check out our website at drsteve.com, which, of course, if you're listening to this, you already know about it. And what else you got?
Well, if this is the end of the end, thanks for even having me on here me rant and rave.
I really
rave.
Enjoyed
Thank
it. We'll
you.
Do it again.
And thanks, guys. If you guys take the time to check this out, thanks for checking out our stuff. And definitely hook up with Doc on the MySpace.
Yeah, and we'll be back June 21st. See, I miss the post every time. June 21st on XM Radio on Channel 202, we'll be doing our the turd edition of Weird Medicine. So
the turd edition?
The turd edition. Well, we had the first, the second, and the turd.
Can I poop in a bucket during this? Is it okay?
That's you would be stealing a bit from Eastside Dave, so
oh, wow.
Absolutely not.
I've heard of those geniuses.
All right. Listen, thanks for listening, everybody. Give us a shout anytime, and thanks for listening to Weird Medicine. We'll see you next time. But